to the Midday Report, weekdays 12 to 1.
Hey Brent, Linda Key, it's Friday.
Happy Friday, man. How's it going?
Brilliant, thank you. Brent Linda Key, of course, the good things guy who we always speak to on a Friday. Listen, the good news story of the week, again, has to be Jerusalem and everybody doing it for Heritage Day.
I cannot tell you how many people submitted their Jerusalem Dance Challenges and how many amazing individuals, corporate brands jumped on board to do the dance. But by far, I mean, the Ndlovu Youth Choir takes the cake for what they did. And then there was that little one that was trending on Twitter that the president actually shared of the little kid that hears the song and gets so excited and jumps off the couch and he does his little dance. And that was trending on social media yesterday.
Did you do it? Did you post a video? I didn't see one of you doing it.
No, I didn't post a video. I didn't have anybody to do the dance with.
You lie. So listen, the thing that's made me laugh the most this week is this parody of, if you've watched it, a lot of people talking about My Octopus Teacher on Netflix. But My Creepy Teacher, the parody is so funny and so South African. It's brilliant.
It's one of the funniest things I've seen this year. And yeah, Glenn Biederman Pam was the director who put it together. He's a really funny comedian. He was on Tally's Wedding Diary back last year, I think that came out. But yeah, they just sort of mock my octopus teacher by having this guy fall in love with his creepy crawly. And it's really funny to watch. And it's a reminder that South Africans truly do have some of the best sense of humor in the world.
We really do. But in a way, actually, My Octopus Teacher's success in itself is a really good news story.
It is a good news story, and it's one that many South Africans are celebrating. I've watched the documentary. I absolutely loved it. I learned so much about those creatures, as well as our country, because it shows off a bit of the tourism down there in Cape Town. And, you know, it's global. It's on Netflix, and people are watching it from all around the world. That is a good news story.
It's amazing. You know, if you haven't watched it yet, My Octopus Teacher on Netflix, it's about the kulp forests off the coast of Cape Town and a guy who befriends an octopus. But really, it's about so much more than that. And then the parody, of course, is just really, really funny. So Brent, what are you up to this weekend? Anything Joburgers should be looking out for?
I'm just taking it easy. Sun's out. It feels like summer. I'm soaking it in. I'm going to be meeting a bunch of friends at our clubhouse later. Obviously, physical distancing as much as you can, but enjoying a beer while watching the sun go down.
Sounds good, Brent. Enjoy it. Brent Linda Key, founder of The Good Things Guy, always makes us feel better about a Friday. Thanks so much for joining me this week for this very strange Friday as well, which does feel like a public holiday too. I won't be in on Monday. I'm taking the day off, but I will be back on Tuesday. So have a fantastic weekend and I'll see you then.